And on the line now, I have Jackie Hoghe from Citizens Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
You're going to tell us about Med 1 and Med 2 forms. Just explain to listeners what they're for.
Okay, but just before we start, John, I just want to just talk about our service. Just to let people know that we are still closed to the public at the moment. We are getting our offices ready to take appointments only, and there will only be seeing people that really need to come in. Maybe they've reading and writing issues and they need help with forms. The any way that we can deal with the clients over the phone, we will. So you can still contact us at 0761 078 190. If you want to speak to anybody in the Coolock office in particular, you can just ask for them by name and they will be forwarded on to us and we will ring you back. We're still, all the citizens' advice are still contacted by email, as I said, and phone. Our website, citizensinformation.ie, you can go on to it, and there's a yellow bar at the top of the page, and you request a call back from an information officer. We will help with filling out forms over the phone. We can go through all the forms, and then the clients just have to sign them and send them off. Just to let people know that we're very much available, and we are working towards appointments in the next couple of weeks. We're just getting the office ready and safe for both the public and the staff. Okay, John?
Okay, Jackie.
So now we're just going to talk about taxation and medical expenses. So just to start off, if you pay medical expenses that are not covered by the state or by private health insurance, you can claim tax relief on some of those expenses, and this includes the costs involved in nursing home care. Tax relief is also available for premiums paid for health insurance and for long-term care insurance. The insurance company grants the tax relief at source. So during COVID-19 and the reopening of the revenue, people are having a lot of problems getting in touch with the revenue. They are open now to the public for phone calls between 9:30 and 1:30, Monday to Friday, and their inquiry line is 01-738-3636. That's 01-738-3636. So if you've got a revenue query to do with any type of tax, you can give that inquiry line a ring between 9:30 and 1:30, Monday to Friday. For medical expenses, you can claim tax relief on medical expenses you pay for yourself or for any other person. So if you pay for somebody else, you can also claim that tax back as well. Could be your husband, your child, your wife, whoever. You can claim relief only if you cannot recover the expenses from any other sources. You cannot claim tax relief for amounts already received or due to be received from a public or local authority, for example, the HSC, if you're expecting the money back through them, an insurance policy, or any other source, like, for example, compensation. You can claim tax relief on costs of doctors and consultant fees, items of treatment prescribed by a doctor or consultant, maintenance of or treatment in a hospital treatment facility, such as a clinic or a nursing home, costs of employing a qualified nurse at your home, costs of speech and language therapy carried out by a speech and language therapist for a qualified child, transport by ambulance, costs of educational psychology assessments carried out by an educational psychologist for a qualified child treatment from a psychologist at a psychiatric hospital, acupuncture, certain items of expenditure for a child suffering from serious life-threatening illness, kidney patients, hospital dialysis, specialist dental treatment and routine maternity care. Now, these are all covered under the Med 1 form, anything to do with hospitals, doctors, medication, equipment. They're all filled out on a Med 1 form. You can't claim the tax back for up to 4 years. So if you haven't put your medical expenses in, say, for 16, 17, 18 and 19, you can claim it. And you claim it at the end of the year and then you could leave 2020 till January of next year. What you do is, they say you don't have to send off all your receipts, but I would advise to copy them and send them off, because you have to retain them for up to 4 years, because they can come looking for them for up to 4 years later. Now, there's health Med 2 form is covering all, dental work. Now, the following dental treatments do not qualify for tax relief: crowns, veneers, tip replacing, gold posts, gold inlays, embryonics, orthodontic treatment, surgical extraction of impacted wisdom teeth, hospital or bridge work. But everything else they do cover. So if you have any other medical expenses, they're on the Med 2 form, and the Med 1 form is for medical expenses. And I, as I said, you can't claim them during the year. So this is 2020. You would be keeping all your medical receipts from January to December. You know, the money you pay the doctor, your prescriptions, anything like that, you keep them all to the end of the year. And then the 1st of January, any time in January 2021, you'd be gathering them all, you fill out the form, and as I said, I would copy them and attach them. You get 20, you have to, one thing that people don't realise, you have to pay tax to claim tax back. We would have clients ringing in that paid, and it might be on a social welfare payment and no other income. So they don't pay tax. So you can't claim tax back for the year unless you pay tax in the year. And you get paid at a rate of 20%. So if your medical bills came to €500, you'd get €20 in the 100. So you'd end up getting €100 back. But as I said, you can only claim this if you paid in taxes, okay? And for each year you're claiming, you would have had to pay tax each year. And just remember, people think that maybe, oh, I should have claimed that in 17 and 18. The tax office do pay out reimbursements for up to 4 years, John. And that's it. If anybody's any queries to do with the Med 1 or Med 2, give us a ring at 0761 078 190. You'll be put through to an information officer and we can go through it all with you. Or as I said, the revenue line is open back up again to the public, and they're open from 9:30 to 1:30 Monday to Friday. And their phone number again, because people were inundated for calls to do with this, is 01 738 3636. That's 01 738 3636. And that's it for this week, John.
Okay, Jackie, thanks for that. And I'll be talking to Anita probably next week.
You will indeed, John. Have a nice day, John.
Okay, you too, Jackie. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was Jackie Hottie there from Citizens Information. That's 0761 078190 if you want to talk to them. And the revenue line, which is open again, is 01 738 3636.